I'd better put some more coffee on.
Oh, not for me, thanks, Joe.
It's not for you, it's for Elizabeth.
Just as I thought she was settling down to something at last.
Nigel's mother did tell her to leave.
It's not Nigel's mother who employs her.
I know. Nigel should stand up to her a bit more.
And so should Elizabeth.
Oh, I don't think it's that easy.
Oh, I've forgotten what it's like to have a lion. Oh, you're making coffee, Mum?
Especially for you.
Good.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning, Dad.
Elizabeth.
Phil.
I just want to be sure she knows what she's doing.
If this is about me not going to work, I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
But Nigel asked you to go back.
Coffee.
Thanks.
Don't I get one?
Just said you didn't want one.
Oh, well, if you and Elizabeth...
Oh, all right.
Do all men have a problem making their minds up?
I sometimes wonder.
At least I don't make hasty decisions.
Dad, it wasn't a hasty decision.
I just think to throw in your job because Julia Pardew...
Dad, there you are, Phil.
Oh, thanks.
Would you say I was doing a good job at Lower Loxley?
Well, it all seems to be going very well.
Yeah, which is why I want to go on doing it well.
Then why aren't you at work?
Because I can't do my job with Nigel's mother there.
Can't you ask Nigel to keep her out of the way?
And look, Dad, you needn't worry about me hanging around Brookfield all day.
Why? Where are you going?
Well, I promised Robin that I'd help him with his postcards.
I thought Caroline was doing that.
Well, she's doing the watercolour of the church, but Cindy and I are doing the photos for the other one.
Mm.
What other one?
Honestly, Dad, sometimes you don't listen to a word I say.
She did tell you, Phil.
Yeah, but you were super glued to the television.
I was only watching a bit of the Olympics closing ceremony.
Well, due to my super-duper influence with the printer who did all the Lower Loxley bump, I have managed to get Robin a 2 postcards for the price of 1 deal.
Oh, yeah, I do seem to remember something about it. And the other one's going to be Views of Ambridge.
So, you were listening.
Well, not quite senile yet, Jill.
We're having 4 views of Ambridge.
I hope one of them's going to be of Lakey Hill.
The Village Green, The Bull, Lakey Hill, and 1 picture postcard cottage.
Oh, that'll be Burt's, of course.
Do you think Burt's cottage is more picturesque than Uncle Tom?
Yeah, it's much more typical of Ambridge.
Well, I think it should be Glebe Cottage.
Shirley's been so lucky with her hollyhocks this summer.
Will you talk to Shirley about this?
Dad, it's to make money for the church. Of course she'll agree.
Okay, list filed.
Morning, darling.
Morning, Mummy.
I was expecting you to join me for breakfast.
Mummy, I explained at the weekend. Work has to come first.
Oh, not before breakfast.
It's not. I had mine ages ago. Now, where's that file?
Nigel, I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, Mummy, we agreed at the weekend that you wouldn't interrupt me when I was in the office.
Well, I'm not interrupting you, am I?
I'm just trying to coordinate our bank holiday festival.
Oh, Nigel, the sort of people who come to that won't care if it's coordinated or not. All they're bothered about is gawping at us.
The point is, Mummy, that they're prepared to pay.
Hmm. I wonder how they'd feel if I turned up expecting to look round their shacks.
They'd probably be delighted if it helped them pay the bills.
Do you know how many times I've heard the word bills over this weekend? What are you trying to do to me?
I'm trying to convince you that we have to do something.
Nigel, I've agreed, as long as it's tasteful.
Mummy, it has to be what the public wants.
And they know, I suppose.
I know a transport festival isn't quite your cup of tea, but...
I shall just have to ignore it. After all, if the Queen manages to put up with trippers going round Sandringham and Windsor, I suppose I can.
Mummy?
Oh, darling.
I've just had an idea.
Oh, what is it this time? Waxwork?
You know that's not the sort of image we're trying to create.
Wasn't it? Before I arrived home to stop the rot.
Why don't you go away over the bank holiday?
Nigel, how clever of you to know exactly what I'm thinking.
About going away?
Yes. Oh, it'd do you so much good to have a little break.
Mummy, I can't go away from bank holiday.
Oh, of course not, Nigel. Which is why I've accepted the Fitzmaurices' invitation to join them in Yorkshire this week. Oh, they wanted me to go today, but I explained that you were busy.
Mummy, I can't.
Of course you can, Nigel. You'll just have to get yourself organised.
But
the Fitzmaurices don't invite everybody for the 12th.
Mummy... There has to be someone here to take bookings and answer inquiries.
Surely, darling, it doesn't have to be you.
Well, just at the moment, there isn't anyone else.
What? Why don't you ask Elizabeth to come back? And just while we're away, of course. And after all, you are still paying her. And as you were saying, Lower Loxley is not a charity.
Thank you.
time to scratch Molly's back when harvesting starts again.
Hmm? God heavens! You look like something from outer space.
I'm going to take the insert out from the bees. I do hope it's not Varroa.
Oh, I thought Varroa hadn't got this far north.
That's what Bert said. But until they've done the test, I can't be sure.
What if it's positive?
Then I'd have to decide between treating them and getting rid of them.
Well, wouldn't want to get rid of them, would you?
I hardly have time to look after them now properly. If I had to start treating them for the Varroa mite...
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh, I do hope so. But the sooner I get the all clear from Lavington, the happier I'll be.
Oh. You're not very happy at the moment, are you?
Of course I am. You know I am.
Oh. Good.
I began to think we'd never be grandparents.
Oh, you don't think Ruth's working too hard, do you? You will tell me if I'm pushing her too much.
No. I think she takes very good care of herself. Yeah. And I can't get over the way David's treating her.
Yeah. I think it gets on her nerves at times.
He does tend to treat her as if she's ill. No, it's just that...
It's Elizabeth and Shula, isn't it?
Oh, Phil. With a baby on the way, it would be nice if we could all pull together.
Well, every family has its ups and downs, love.
But Shula seems to be going out of her way to avoid her.
Yes, I have noticed.
And Elizabeth is trying so hard to make it up.
You don't think she could be trying too hard, do you?
'1986-year-old, the vintage Binet.
Dad?
Yeah.
Joe, you in there?
Hey, you want something, Chloe?
Oh, you ain't still drinking that cider.
Quality control, that's what I do.
Getting drunk at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, more like.
Yeah, at least this bottle ain't been tampered with.
Joe, I told you this morning no one's been tampering with your cider.
You wouldn't even sample it to find out. Elizabeth Archer said she thought it was weak.
Oh, I hope she got a nice photograph of Lake Hill for the postcard. Fancy her wanting to take it from our land.
Oh, pardon.
You're disgusting. Eddie just rang.
What do you want?
Wants you to do the evening milking.
I thought he said he was going to be back from the milk ring.
Yeah, well, he's got held up.
Yeah, you bet Mike Tucker didn't get held up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, he's been offered a job.
His job is to do the milking.
Cash in hand.
Doing what?
Helping to put up a fence at Glebeland.
Well, why couldn't he do it after the milking?
Because he didn't know you wasn't in a fit state to do it.
Of course I'm in a fit state.
Joe, you ain't going nowhere near them cows.
Well, who are they going to get milk with?
Oh, I'll just have to do it.
You can't do the milking?
I can if I've got you standing there giving me instructions. If you're capable of standing, that is.
Goodness me, what an eyesore. Why didn't they build a nice little staff flat in one of those barns?
The barns are needed for other things.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Mrs. Archer.
How nice to see you again, Mrs. Pargeter. You enjoying being home?
Being home?
I think Mummy's rather overwhelmed by the changes.
Bill and I were very impressed by what Nigel's done.
Really?
Aren't you going to get out?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm just waiting while Nigel has a word with your daughter.
Oh, I'm afraid Elizabeth's not back yet. Oh, but here's my husband. Phil!
Huh?
Do come and say hello to Mrs. Pargeter.
Oh, if your daughter's not here, we won't stay.
Oh, do stay. I'm sure she won't be long.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
Mrs. Pargeter?
Nigel, I don't want to waste any more of your time.
Well, we might as well wait for Lizzie now we're here.
Why don't you come and see my rose garden, Mrs. Pargeter? It's not quite up to Lower Loxley, but...
And I could bring us out a sherry.
I'm sure Mummy would love a sherry.
Nigel, you know I never drink in the middle of the day.
I'm sure Mrs. Archer would make you a coffee.
Or a cup of tea, if you prefer. Oh, I think this is Elizabeth now.
Well, Nigel, here's your chance.
Mummy, why didn't you let Mr. and Mrs. Archer show you around the rose garden while I have a word with Lizzie?
We don't have a lot of time now.
Won't be a tick. Hello, Lizzie.
Nigel, what are you doing here?
I wondered if we could have a quiet word.
Why, is it something you don't want your mother to hear?
Lizzie, Mummy and I had a long chat over the weekend.
Oh, and I suppose she's convinced you to get rid of me.
Of course not. And I have managed to make her see that I had to do something to rescue Lower Loxley.
Thank goodness.
I've also persuaded her that we need you back.
What, so she can ignore me?
She's going to be away all week.
And what about when she comes back?
When she sees I've got more time to spend with her because you're there...
So I'm expected to do your work as well as my own.
Milton's offered to take her off her hands as much as possible.
Not my hands.
Lizzie, she really does want you to come back.
In that case, why doesn't she get out of the car and ask me herself?
I'm asking you.
Sorry, Nigel, but that's not good enough.
You mean you won't come back?
Not until your mother asks me.
Right. In that case, I withdraw the promise I gave you for the auction.
What?
I'm sorry, Lizzie, but I have no option.
But it was a promise.
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Harry was going to buy it for Edward's birthday treat.
The Grundys will just have to find something else to do on Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, I like this one.
What's that?
Eddie Grundy will compose a love song for the woman of your choice.
Ah, I've already received a sealed bid for that.
Really?
And I'm honour bound to keep it secret.
What? The bid or the bidder?
Both. Oh, there's one here Brenda Tucker left before they went away.
Oh, what's she promising?
Car washing.
Hello, anyone at home?
No, we're in my study.
Robin, Oh, hello, Sheila.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, no, don't shut the door. I left them all open to try and get a bit of a through draft.
I'm afraid I bring bad news about the promises auction.
Oh, dear. I thought things were going rather too well.
I'm afraid I've got to withdraw my promise.
What? The family day out at Lower Loxley?
I'm very sorry.
Oh, I thought that was going to be one of the most popular promises.
Perhaps I could promise something else.
No, all offers gratefully received.
The trouble is, I can't think of anything I'm very good at.
Robin, are you in?
We're in the study.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Don't tell me you've come up with a last-minute promise of the auction as well.
Well, as a matter of fact,
I don't know if people can withdraw their promises, can they, Robin?
But...
Well, I think in certain exceptional circumstances.
Oh, dear, Elizabeth, don't tell me you've bitten off more than you can chew.
You were the one who was grumbling about babysitting when I was at Home Farm on Sunday.
That was before Jenny promised to buy it and save me from the Grundys.
Did you say you had a new promise, Brian?
Yes. I'd like to offer an afternoon in our pool, complete with Jenny in attendance at the barbecue.
Well, that's very generous of her.
Well, you know Jenny, always keen to play her part. But whoever buys it does need to know we're planning to drain the pool second week of September before it gets too full of dead leaves.
Right. I'll remember that. Now, Elizabeth, what are you going to do?
What?
You don't want to be the only person who hasn't promised something, do you?
No one has to promise anything.
Well, I know, but it's all for a good cause, and if I'm prepared to babysit...
How about a day's work?
All right.
Elizabeth, do you know what a day's work is?
Yes, it's a lot harder than an evening's babysitting.
Robin?
Oh, Caroline, we're in the study.
Oh, gosh, it's crowded in here.
Oh, perhaps we should all move out into the garden. I think I could possibly rustle up some drinks.
But not for me, thanks. I've got to meet Cindy.
How's the photographing going?
Oh, it took us ages to get a decent view of Lakey Hill. I'll see you all at the auction.
Brian, you're not going to rush off.
Oh, I'm afraid I've got to get on.
Don't go on my account. I've left Ippy outside.
I do have a farm to run.
You will be at the auction?
Yeah, looking forward to seeing who bids for Jenny's barbecue.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I can never get over how changeable that man is.
I'm not staying. I was just riding past, but I had this brilliant idea.
You're going to offer Ippy for a day's riding.
Christy invented riding.
A riding lesson.
Look, this wasn't about the promises auction. It was about the sponsored bike ride.
Have you got a bike?
No.
Ah, I suppose I might be able to find somebody who'd lend you one.
But I have got Ippy.
Sorry.
What?
No horses.
Oh, can't you make an exception?
No.
Well, I like that. The two of you spend half your time trying to get me involved in church matters. And then when I offer to join in the sponsored bike ride, you turn me down flat.
We won't turn you down if you're on a bike.
Oh, if you think I'm going to buy a bike just to raise money for your church...
How about a tandem?
Do you know anyone who's got a tandem?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you are, Caroline.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to borrow it yet.
A tandem?
Yes. You and me are a tandem. How about it, Caroline?
You stupid rose.
Ouch!
Elizabeth!
Oh, what are you doing here?
Trying to tie up this rose for you. Honestly, it must be the prettiest rose ever grown.
But I like it looking weighed down with blooms like that.
And I thought if I just staked those hollyhocks so they stood up straight...
There's nothing wrong with them.
Don't you want to have the most photogenic picture postcard cottage in Ambridge?
No. I want my garden how it was.
I'm not going to have time to do much. Cindy will be here soon.
Elizabeth, please stop.
I thought you were at the vicarage helping Robin with the promises auction.
Obviously. But I wanted to come back and put the milk in the fridge before I went back to work. Eddie hadn't delivered it when I left this morning. I do hope it hasn't gone off in this heat.
I shouldn't think so. It's only just come.
What? But it's
he
almost...
He said he'd been held up.
What on earth, by?
Knowing the Grundys, it's safer not to ask. Have you and Mark got any bamboo canes?
Yes.
Oh, good. Can you get them?
No, I can't.
Where are they, then?
Elizabeth, I don't want Glebe Cottage on a postcard.
Don't you?
No.
But it's the prettiest cottage in Ambridge.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
Well, it's very nice of you to say so.
Perhaps you don't see it because you live here all the time.
Elizabeth, stop it, please.
Well, if you want your hollyhocks listing...
I don't just mean the gardening.
I'm not getting Glebe Cottage on the postcard as a favour. I really do think it's the nicest. And it was Gran and Grandad.
Don't, Elizabeth.
Sheila, I'm only trying to...
I know what you're trying to do, and I wish you'd just leave it. Look, if you want a typical Ambridge cottage, why don't you and Cindy photograph Keeper's Cottage? It would be so nice for Auntie Prue.
Dad says Burt's is more typical.
Or Blossom Hill Cottage. I'm sure Auntie Peggy would be absolutely delighted if you took that.
Here you are, Linda, the catalogue.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
If there's anything in there you fancy.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Snell, where did you get the catalogue?
Susan Carter's selling them inside the hall.
Oh, Caroline.
Hello, Robin. I was just on my way to buy a catalogue.
Oh, yeah, you can share mine.
Oh, thanks.
Have you, decided what you want?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mrs. Snell, I see your promise is first.
Well, let's hope it gets us off to a flying start.
Oh, of course it will. Garden design really is Linda's forte.
You only have to look at the lodge garden to see that.
Well, I know it's not really the promise people in this village wanted me to make.
Lindy.
It's all right, Robert. I can see the way people are looking at me.
Robin, do you think we should go in and bag some seeds?
Oh, good idea.
Why don't we go and sit down?
No, no, thank you, Robert.
You don't want to stand up.
I'm not going in there.
Linda, don't you want to see who bids for your garden design?
No.
I'm sure he's going to make a lot of money.
Hello, Linda.
Brian.
You haven't seen Jenny anywhere, have you?
Sorry.
She was supposed to be here on the dot of 6:30.
Perhaps she's got held up.
She better not have. Oh, Elizabeth, have you seen Jenny?
Oh, the world and his wife seem to be here.
Well, not my wife.
Perhaps she's in the hall.
No, I've just looked.
Well, can't she bid for her?
She probably should be here to bid for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to take your seats.
Oh, where is Jenny?
Why don't we go in and say for a seat?
Jenny got me into this mess. She jolly well better turn up and get me out of it.
Well, she's not usually late, is she?
And why do you think I'm so worried?
Come on, Linda.
I'm sorry, Robert, but I can't.
Look, do you want me to stay out here with you?
I want you to tell me what my promise fetched.
Well, if you're sure. No, tell you what. If I think it's going too low, I'll push the bidding up.
No, no, Robert. This is marketplace economy at its best. I want to know just what the people of Ambridge think my skills are worth.
Don't worry, Mrs. Fry, I can move up.
No, I'm sorry, that's Jenny's seat.
She can have it back when she gets here.
If she gets here.
I'm sure she will.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this promises auction in aid of St. Stephen's Church. We've got promises here ranging from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I know whose promise is ridiculous.
So I'm sure there's something here for you all. And please remember, it's all in aid of a very good cause. So there's no need to feel guilty if any of you get carried away with the bidding. Right, we'll start with lot number one. A chance for you to have your garden redesigned by Linda Snell. Where shall I start with that? What about £50? Are there any offers? £50 for the chance to have your garden redesigned? It would cost you a lot more than that to get the professionals in.
Most people rather pay a lot more not to employ Linda Snell.
I don't think there are any takers.
£50 anywhere?
150.
Sorry, sir, what was that?
£150.
What's Robert doing bidding for Linda's promise?
Only doing what you're hoping Jennifer will do for you.
I don't want Jenny to buy my babies in just because nobody else will.
At £150, then, a chance to have your garden redesigned. Going, going. Gone.
Oh dear. Poor Mrs. Snell.
Oh, lucky since Stephen.
There just didn't seem to be anybody else interested.
I'll be perfectly happy if everything else goes as well.
What? You're prepared to pay £150 for that blown up photograph of the Flying Scotsman?
And so we move on to lot number two. Your chance to have a song composed for the woman of your choice by Mr. Eddie Grundy.
That's a bit sexist, isn't it?
Who'll start me off at, say, £10? £5? I have £5 over there at the back. £6 here in the front. £7, £8.
What's Robin Stokes doing bidding?
£9, £10.
Perhaps he wants it for Caroline.
Just proves the man has no taste. He obviously doesn't know Caroline at all.
Either that or he doesn't know Eddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should tell you that there's a substantial sealed bid on this lot. You'll have to do better than that.
Uh-huh.
Linda.
Robert, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Guess.
What? How much my promise made?
Go on.
£20?
No.
£10?
You're going the wrong way.
£40?
Try going to three figures.
Not £400.
£150?
Oh, Robert, who to?
Hey? Oh, I couldn't quite see.
Well, Shula must know. Oh, whoever bought it must realise I'm going to put myself into it, body and soul.
A round of golf with Mr. Jack Woolley at Grey Gables at £10. Gone to Mrs. Antrobus.
And now?
Where the hell is Jenny?
Lot 13.
Lot 13, I should have known.
A promise of an evening's babysitting by Brian Aldridge.
Brian doesn't look very comfortable.
Where can I start? £2, thank you, Clary.
Ooh, I rather like the idea of Brian confronted by William and Edward Grundy.
I've got £3 here from Susan Carter. Is that four, Sharon?
I am not babysitting for Kylie.
You'll have to, she's the highest bidder.
Do I have any advance on £4? Don't forget, this is for our whole evening.
Elizabeth, you bid.
What?
£5, thanks, Pat.
Well, go on, you're bound to need babysitting sometime in the future.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Elizabeth, could you sit down? I can't see the bids behind you. £6, Sharon. Have you all done now at £6? At £6, an evening of Brian Aldridge's time. Sold to Sharon Richards.
Oh. Okay, I'm coming.
You awake?
Of course I am. I'm just getting my dressing gown on. I should think the whole village is awake by now.
Neil. Something the matter?
Do you think I'll make a habit of waking people up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Well, for their sakes, I should hope not. You'd better come in.
Sid, is something the matter?
Yeah, of course something's the matter.
No need to shout, mate.
I'm not shouting.
But Neil, what is it?
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry to wake you and Sid up. It's Lucy I want to see.
Well, at this time of morning?
I've got a lot to do this morning.
I'm sorry, Neil. Lucy isn't here.
That doesn't surprise me.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm not stopping.
Look, what's all this about?
Where is Lucy?
She's gone to Huddersfield to stay with friends.
Planning a bit of hunt, sabotage, Ollie.
What?
I went up to look at the ends just now, and there were feathers and blood all over the place.
Oh, Neil.
I'm just glad it was me and not Mike that found them.
Yeah, but, why should you think it had anything to do with Lucy?
Well, she's the one who goes on all the time.
Yeah, but just because she goes on about
it. Did you think of anyone else round here who'd go and let my ends out?
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't mind I'd take her up there and show her the carnage.
Look, mate, we've told you Lucy's away.
When did she go?
Last night.
Stopping to let my hens out on the way.
You can't prove that.
I'm sure the police can.
Look, hang on a minute.
Why don't Sid and I get our clothes on and come and help you round them up?
I've done that, for the ones that are still alive, that is.
Why? What's happened to them?
They've only been got out by a fox.
Oh,
no.
Well, if it's something Lucy's done, we'll compensate you, won't we, Sid?
Yes, of course we will.
I don't know what she thought she was doing, letting a fox get to the chickens.
Oh, she wouldn't have thought about that.
Too right, she didn't.
Anyway, those chickens were too weak to run away.
Cathy, love, I don't think Neil's come round here to discuss the rights and wrongs of battery farming.
I'd have thought any chicken had the right not to be eaten by a fox.
Just tell us what we owe you.
I haven't had time to work that out yet.
Oh, well, when you have.
And if you need any help clearing up...
At least someone's got the stomach for it, and you certainly haven't got that if you object to battery chickens. I've got to get on. But don't worry, I'll be back.
Oh, Sid.
Why doesn't Lucy ever think?
You do your mummy shopping for her, will you?
I'll buy this with me pocket money.
Wouldn't you rather have some nice sweeties than a pork pie?
I like pork pies.
Then you ought to tell your mum. She was in here only yesterday, wondering what to give you and Edward for your tea. She wanted something quick, because she was going to the promises auction.
We're going to Alderley swimming pool for Edward's birthday.
Yes, I know, aren't you and Edward lucky boys?
We're supposed to go to Lower Loxley.
Here, are you sure you can afford all this?
Yeah.
I think you might find it more expensive than you think.
I've got some money I saved from the auction.
Yeah, it was such a shame you didn't get that picture of the train.
That was going to be for Edward's birthday too.
Did you enjoy the auction?
It was okay. At least we didn't get Mr. Aldridge coming to babysit for us.
That's £6.03, please.
What?
Well, those big pork pies are over a pound. And then there's the pot noodles and the condensed milk.
Do you think I could put some of it back?
Yeah, of course you can, my dear. If I was you, I'd just have some sweeties like you usually do.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, Kate, I didn't see you.
Obviously not. Didn't even look round to see if anyone was watching.
Sorry.
You will be if anyone discovers we're here.
Where were you last night?
Mind your own business.
You were supposed to meet me.
Was I?
That's what we planned before I went away.
Good holiday. How was Greece?
It was okay.
Meet any nice men?
What, with Mum and Dad on my tail?
Do you want me to fix you up with someone? Warren's got some good-looking mates.
I can find my own men, thank you. Did you get my postcard?
No.
Oh, I sent it ages ago. I bet that means Con hasn't got our letter yet.
Dearest Con.
Your ever affectionate Peggy.
Does it matter? We'll probably never get it.
Were you with Warren last night?
I might have been.
I think we should arrange somewhere to hide the key.
What, and have Brenda and William popping in every 5 minutes?
It could be a secret. Just something you and I know.
You can't even be trusted to look round properly.
I won't do it again. If we hid the key under one of these stones...
That is such an obvious place.
What about under this thermometer?
Do you want us to give you a cheque, Neil, or would you rather have cash?
Well, Lucy ought to pay.
She can pay me back when she gets home.
I don't mind waiting till she gets back, Sid.
If she comes back.
What?
Oh, I'm sure she'll be back.
Well, I'm going to have a word with her.
Oh, don't worry, Neil. You can leave that to us.
I thought you agreed with her.
Yes, about the issues, but not about letting your hens out.
It's called direct action.
Look, mate, here's 30 quid.
No, that's far too much. The carcasses are only worth 50 pence each.
Just take it.
My argument's not with you, Sid.
I mean, you had to spend a lot of time clearing up.
Ah, that's true.
Please, Neil, take it.
In the end, it's not the money, it's the principle. I know you think I'm cruel, but in the way I can, I do the best for those hens.
What? Keeping them in cages where they have less space than a sheet of typing paper?
They're in regulation-size cages.
Let's not go through all this again.
And it's not as if anybody could tell the difference in taste.
I know there's no scientific difference.
The only difference there is between a fresh egg and a stale one.
Well, you're not going to get me to agree with you.
Well, if you're determined not to see my point...
Neil, you just take the 30 quid. Let's call bygones bygones. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Sid.
I don't agree with you, but I promise I'll have a word with Lucy when she gets back.
Trouble is, there's no hope of talking sense into some people.
And Lucy can be very sensible when she puts her mind to it.
She can also be extremely irresponsible.
Well, that's up to you. Anyway, I must go.
Yeah.
Oh. Bye-bye, then.
Yeah, bye, Neil.
Bye.
Bet that's the last I see of that 30 quid.
Well, aren't you going to ask Lucy for it?
Yeah, what chance do you think I've got of getting it back?
Not much.
What are we going to do about it, Kathy?
I don't know.
I mean, why Rosita is in one ear and out the other? She could have got herself into a lot of trouble with them ends. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if Neil had caught place?
Only too well.
You don't really think she's gone to Huddersfield to be a hunt saboteur?
Somehow, I can't quite see Ellie walking over the moors, defying the guns.
Wouldn't stop Lucy.
Oh, look, Sid, I'm going to have to go.
Huh? Oh, I don't think you have to be back at the health club till 1:30, you know?
No, but Eddie hasn't delivered the milk again.
I don't believe it.
If he goes on like this, he'll lose half Mike's customers.
Is he playing that?
I think he's busy developing a sideline.
What?
To the milk. He offered me £5 of plums yesterday.
Well, free?
Don't be silly. No, at the same price as the shop.
How's he expecting to sell them?
Because he was delivering them direct to the door.
Yeah, but that ought to make them cheaper, not having any overage.
That was my point.
He's got a nerve.
Let's just hope Mike thinks so. I've a nasty feeling he and Betty might get home and find the milk round changed beyond all recognition.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Martha. Have you got any milk?
Not another one of Eddie's not delivered to.
I'm afraid so.
I don't know what he thinks he's playing at. I've had people coming in here all morning wanting milk.
You've not sold out?
I think I've got a couple of pints left.
Oh, good.
Oh, here. Do you want to have a look at this postcard I got from Betty?
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, this got here quickly.
Oh, no, she only posted it yesterday. be nice when we have our own postcard. I get that many people coming in here asking for a postcard at the village.
It looks like a lovely caravan site.
Yeah, I bet Roy and Brenda are having a lovely time in the sea.
Well, if not, there seems to be a swimming pool.
They're lucky, Roy and Brenda. It's William Grundy I feel sorry for.
Why?
I don't think they feed him properly. He was in here this morning buying pork pies.
It's a bit better for him than sweets.
Well, William don't eat that many sweets. Oh, can you get the milk out yourself, dear?
Right. Oh, I can't see any.
Well, there's a couple of bottles hiding at the back.
Oh. Martha?
Yeah?
You sell Neil's eggs, don't you?
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh, got it.
Good.
Doesn't anyone ever ask for free-range eggs?
Oh, they asked for them. I had some people from London in this morning wanted some.
Well, what did you tell them?
Well, I said all my eggs were local, and that seemed to satisfy them.
Yeah, they probably thought they were free-range.
I don't know what they thought.
Well, they can't have been aware of the way the hens which lay battery eggs are treated.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it? I saw some pictures of it on the telly. Put me off eggs for days, it did. Then I thought, well, what can you do?
You could buy free-range eggs instead.
Yeah, but they're so expensive.
Yeah, but the more people buy them, the more the price ought to come down.
Do you know, you sound just like Lucy when she got a bee in her bonnet.
Do I?
She once tried to tell me I shouldn't sell cosmetics that had been tested on rabbits. I had to tell her it wasn't really up to me. But give her her due, she went away without buying a shampoo.
If only she'd just stick to buying free-range eggs.
But she cannot if we don't stock her.
That hardly gives her a reason to go round letting out Neil's hens.
She what?
Neil went to do the hens for Mike this morning and found some had been let out.
Oh, the poor things.
Unfortunately, a fox had got about 30 of them.
Oh, dear. Nasty, vicious things, foxes. Mind you, I never understood why Lucy was so anti-hunting. But I'm sure she thought what she was doing to the chickens was for the best.
It's not what Neil thinks.
I expect he'll make her pay for them.
Well, as Sid's paid.
Mm. Still, I suppose if they'd been allowed to grub about in the first place, the fox would have had them before now.
There are all sorts of kinder ways of keeping chickens where foxes can't get at them.
Ah, when I was little, we always had a few hens scratching about at the bottom of the garden.
And did you think their eggs tasted better?
Well, everything tasted better. The eggs, the bacon. Mind you, it was all more of a treat as well then.
If you think the eggs were better, why don't you start selling free-range ones?
Well, I don't know.
Don't you want to sell people the best?
Of course I do.
So, if free-range ones are...
You've got a point there, Cathy, but I just don't know where I get them.
Well, I could give you a list of local suppliers.
Could you, my dear?
Yes. Pat Archer keeps hers free-range for a start.
Well, in that case, I'd be really grateful if you drop it in sometime. Get the order changed quicker if I do it than if Betty or Mr. Woolley does it. It takes them forever to decide on new stock.
Oh, look. Ah, what's this? Pot noodles.
They're great. Omelette's me and Edward have them as a treat.
I suppose that's what you're going to ask Mum to cook you for your barbecue.
You don't have to cook them. You just put on hot water. I can make them now if you want.
No, thanks. Helen and I prefer Chinese noodles, don't we?
Yes.
They don't have Chinese noodles in the village shop.
When Kate asked for a feast, she wanted a feast, didn't you, Kate?
I don't suppose you understand what a feast is, do you, William Grundy?
Yes, I do. It's something
what
that...
is it?
It's things you don't usually have.
I don't usually have pork pies, but that's because I don't like them. You know what we should be having today?
What?
Grouse. It's the glorious 12th.
What's grouse?
William Grundy, you've never lived.
I'm trying to.
I don't think I'm going to bother to stay here this evening.
Please, Kate.
Now look at this lot, it hardly seems worth my while.
I'm going to bring some cider. I'm going to bring some vintage cider.
Homemade?
The last lot had bits floating in it.
I've been too bottleful.
Don't bother.
Please stay here, Kate.
I can have a much better time with Warren.
Doing what?
Wouldn't you like to know?
How are you going to get to Borchester?
Easy. Warren's going to come and pick me up in his car.
Can we come?
No.
Why not?
Because we don't want kids along.
I wouldn't say anything.
I bet you would.
I can be really quiet.
What, when you're speeding round bends at 100 miles an hour?
But the speed limit's 70.
What's that got to do with anything?
Kate, please don't go.
Look, Warren and I want to have a good time, okay?
But it's dangerous.
It's only dangerous if you don't know how to handle a car. And Warren does.
I bet that Mini couldn't do 100 miles an hour.
Can probably do more than that. He's customised it, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if it can do 120.
Pat?
Did you want me for something?
Yeah, I just wondered what time lunch would be.
Well, do you think you could get by on a sandwich?
A sandwich?
I thought we were having pasta.
Oh, I know, I said that this morning, but I haven't had time to get down to the shop.
Why, what's kept you?
Helen.
Helen?
She's been in tears half the morning.
Yeah. What have we done now?
It's not us, it's Kate.
Oh, well, if Kate's involved.
She and Helen have had a row.
Sure. Is that all? They'll probably have made it up again by tomorrow.
As far as I can gather, Helen and Kate had arranged to spend yesterday evening together, and then Kate changed her mind and went off to Borchester with Warren.
If she was Helen, I wouldn't let her.
Kate's older than Helen.
Yeah. Do Brian and Jennifer know?
Well, presumably.
Think we should tell them what Kate's up to.
It's none of our business.
It is if Kate's going round upsetting our daughter.
Helen says they're never speaking to each other again.
Good.
Oh, here comes your new worker.
Yeah. I must say I was very impressed by the way she was putting her back into weeding the leaves.
Hope you reminded her to keep straightening up.
Hi, Elizabeth. How's it going?
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, just you wait till you see what he's got in store for you this afternoon.
As long as it's not weeding leeks, I don't mind.
Oh, no. I think we can find you something worse than that.
Very funny.
Well, you were the one who put yourself up for sale at the Promises auction.
Yeah, don't remind me. You get used to it. When I heard you bought my promise, I thought it was to work in the dairy.
No, I've got Sharon fully occupied there. Only I do wish she'd shut up a bit about what she's going to do the night Brian babysits.
If I was her, I'd get as far away as possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd want to be on hand.
Yes, well, I'm off to have my lunch.
Oh, if you've got sandwiches, you're very welcome to eat them in the barn.
In the barn?
Yeah, that's where the workers usually eat.
Yeah, well, this work is going down to the Bull. That's if she can make it to her car. Tibby! Here, puss, 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 puss! Tiger? Oh, where are you?
I'm sorry, Sheila, I know I'm a bit late,
I wasn't talking to you, Eddie, I was trying to find the cat.
Oh, right. Is it 2 pints you want today?
Fred, I don't want any.
But you ordered it.
I know I ordered it, but I expected it to be here before breakfast.
Well, if I leave you these two now...
I've already been down to the shop.
You knew I was on my way.
I had to have milk for the cats.
Ah, well, today they'll be out there as much as they like.
No, Eddie. And if you carry on like this, I won't be the only person cancelling my order. Susan says she didn't have milk for Emma and Christopher this morning.
Look, you can't expect the same service you had for Mike Tucker.
He told me before he went on holiday that nothing would change.
Nothing has changed.
You're over 5 hours late.
I've just expanded the milk round a bit, that's all.
Oh, you must have expanded it an awful lot.
I just like to spend time with me customers.
Oh, so you've spent the morning chatting.
I'm just using the milk round as a chance to serve the community.
Oh, yes, talking of serving the community... How's your song coming along?
To tell you the truth, it isn't.
Oh, dear.
It'd be a lot easier if there weren't so many things I had to get in.
Yes, I noticed there were rather a lot of conditions.
It would be so difficult to go find something that rhymed.
Yeah, I suppose it must be a difficult one.
At least with Clary you've got a few different options. I can't think of anything which rhymes with it, can you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Linda? Linda, are you there?
Jack, I'm in the garden.
Right. Oh, you do look cool, lying under that umbrella. I keep trying to persuade Peggy we should get one for our garden.
I never sit in direct sunlight at this time of day.
Do you mind if I sit under it?
Yeah, be my guest.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I know it's none of my business, but have you been crying?
Why on earth should you think that?
It's just your eyes looked a bit red, that's all.
Oh, it's my hay fever.
Oh, good. I thought you might have been a bit upset about what Eddie said to you in the shop this morning.
Jack, I'm pleased to say I'm able to rise above unkind comments about minding my own business.
Ah, good. I thought I'd bring over the onions you forgot, and I stuck your stamp on and posted your letter to America for you.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I'll pay you.
Oh, there's no need for that. We're friends, after all.
Are we?
Well, of course we are. You designed our garden for Peggy and me.
And now, thanks to Robert's generosity, I have the chance to redesign my own.
Yes. You know, Peggy's always trying to get me to take more of an interest in the garden, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah, well, that's because, like me, Jack, you're a very busy person. Mm. That's why it was so considerate of Robert to buy my time.
Yes. He was very generous at the auction.
Do you know how much my time would cost if I was a professional?
But you could have done it for nothing.
Jack, the idea of the promises auction was to make as much money for the church as possible.
Yes, I know, but Robert could have spent it on something else.
What?
Well, I don't know.
When I heard how much it went for, I thought I should have immediately offered Schuler a second design.
Oh, I don't think that would have been a very good idea.
Jack, you don't believe what Eddie said, do you?
Hmm?
Well, that no one wanted to buy my promise.
From where I stood, Linda, it looked as though Robert wanted to make sure he got in first.
Oh. Yes, I hadn't thought of it like that.
Well, there you are, then. Anyway, the auction was quite a money spinner for the church, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Mind you, I do think it's a shame that Robin doesn't want to display the artifacts on site.
Mm. It's the security he's worried about.
Yes, but if they end up in a case in Borchester Museum, the people of Ambridge will be deprived of their heritage.
That worries me too.
And they might not even end up on display.
What?
Well, most museums have far more things than they can display.
So, what happens to everything else?
It's stored, and people have to ask for access.
Oh dear.
And when you think of the tourist potential of keeping them here.
Yes, I know. We had guests staying at Grey Gables only last week who'd come all the way from Scotland to see the church.
I know, and I expect they were very disappointed not to be able to see the artifacts.
Well, they were, as a matter of fact.
You know, I was wondering if there wasn't some way of getting someone to sponsor display.
That's a good idea.
Trouble is, I don't like to mention it to Robin in case it looks as if I think he doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't think he does know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, Linda. Got an idea.
What?
What if I was to put them on display at Grey Gables?
Oh.
Then they'd stay in the village for everyone to see.
Well, I think the archaeologists would want to know that they were being properly looked after.
Oh, they would be, they would be. I've often thought it would be good to have some sort of display on that wall opposite the reception desk. Give people something to look at while they're waiting to meet their friends.
Mm.
And if we put a notice in the church, it'd bring people into Grey Gables. Oh, thank you, Linda. I'll go and talk to Robin about it straight away.
£160,000? That's the same price Lillian wanted when she offered it to us.
Yes, I know.
Even if we negotiated on the price, it still wouldn't make sense for us to buy it.
What do you think, Schuler?
Well...
Oh, Tony, it's not fair to involve Schuler.
It wouldn't be honest of me if I didn't say you'd be far better off expanding the ice cream and the dairy.
That's what Pat thinks.
The farm's going to produce us the same amount of milk and crops whether we buy it or rent it.
It's just that I'd like John
to... It's a succession tenancy. John will still be able to get the farm.
And without a great debt hanging round his neck.
Well, I'd hope we'd have paid off the mortgage by then.
What if we want to expand the ice cream?
You might well find the bank saying you were stretched to your credit limit.
I know.
And if we want to open an organic farm shop?
Yeah. Listen to this. This is Pat's latest bit of empire building.
It's not empire building.
But I thought you dismissed the idea of a farm shop ages ago. You asked the estate's permission and everything.
Oh, we didn't dismiss
it. It just got superseded by ice cream.
You never even finished building the counter.
Only because you wanted me to build you your ice cream pavilion.
Pavilion? It's only about 3 sticks and some awning.
3 sticks and some awning? Can't like that.
I'd come and buy vegetables here.
Would you?
Yeah, I went into the shop this morning to get some salad stuff and everything looked very old and lifeless. Oh, do you know if there's a problem at Grange Farm?
What sort of problem?
Financial.
There's always a financial problem at Grange Farm. That's why it is going round with bags of manure strapped to the back of the milk van.
What?
Well, apparently people remembered him from the garden's open day. Started asking him for manure. And Eddie being Eddie, went straight home and started bagging it up.
Well, at least this time he's not selling it by the village green.
I think I'd rather he sold it by the village green than from the back of the milk van.
Why did you think there was a problem?
Well, William was in the village shop this morning, trying to make up his mind about what sort of cheese to buy.
Clary probably sent him down for it.
No, he was buying it out of his pocket money.
Oh, wish Helen and Tommy had to buy something as sensible with their pocket money.
I just wondered if he was hungry.
Boys that age are always hungry, take it from me. Helen's the one that doesn't eat. She's hardly eaten a thing for tea this week.
Oh, dear.
Ah, here comes my new worker.
Your new...
Oh, Elizabeth. She's putting in her day's labour from the auction.
Oh, even if it wasn't 5 o'clock, I don't think I could pull another weed.
We don't knock off here until 5:30.
What?
He's teasing you.
Oh, all I want to do now is collapse into a nice hot bath.
Yes, it must be a bit different from working at Lower Loxley.
Well, I've got to go and pick up Tommy.
Oh, well, will you take that video back?
You'll have to find it for me.
Oh, you'll let me know what you decide about buying the farm.
I'd like a chance to think about it.
Oh, Tony, why don't we just say
no? Not yet, Pat.
Are they seriously thinking about buying the farm?
Tony seems keen anyway. You've obviously done a good day's work.
I wanted to do my bit.
You don't fancy working for Tony full time, then?
Oh, you must be joking.
You mean you'd rather work with Mrs. Pargeter?
Yes, if she asked me to.
Still silence in that direction.
Mm. I thought Nigel would phone to ask me where things were.
You've obviously run the office very efficiently.
Oh, the photographs of Glebe Cottage are really good. You can't see that the hollyhocks aren't straight.
Elizabeth, I said I don't want Glebe Cottage on the postcard.
Shula...
I don't want favours from you.
But I'm...
So please stop trying to get round me.
Are you in there? Just a minute. Well, didn't you hear me? Is your doorbell broken?
I'm sorry, Tom. I couldn't tell if it was someone knocking on the front door or my hammering.
Well, what was he hammering in then?
Oh, I was just hanging the picture of the Flying Scotsman I bought at the Promises auction.
Yes, well, I'm sorry to disturb you, but...
Not at all. Won't you come in?
Ah, well, I don't mind if I do.
Vicar!
What's Bert Frilly want?
I think he wants to talk to me.
Ah, well, I was here first.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure he won't mind waiting. Morning, Bert.
Ah, morning. Oh, morning, Tom.
Why aren't you at work, then?
I thought you'd be seeing your approval. This won't take a minute, Robbie.
Oh, then you'd better come in.
Oh, thanks.
I was here first.
Oh, if you don't mind waiting here in the hall, Bert, while Tom and I have a...
Oh, no, I don't need to come into your office to tell you my business.
Well, if Tom doesn't
mind... I just come to tell you, if you want to put my cottage on the postcard, I won't be making a charge.
Making a charge? Huh, the very idea.
Well, ain't you never heard of a facility fee?
No. What's that then? I think it's what people pay when they use shots of people's houses for calendars and so on.
Hmm, facility fee?
It's very good of you, Bert, but...
Elizabeth said the pictures of my cottage was the best.
They are, very good.
Well, I don't mind if I have to come back and photograph mine again.
No, neither do I.
No, excuse me.
My cottage is twice the age of yourn.
Morning, Caroline. Do come in.
Oh, thanks.
Morning, Caroline.
Morning, Caroline.
Oh, look, you're busy. I won't stop.
No, I can easily put the kettle on.
I've just come with a message from Mr. Woolley.
Well, if he wants Grey Gables on a postcard, he can get his own printed.
Ah, oh, you're discussing the postcard.
Yes.
Well, I've just come with some rather good news.
Oh, what's that then?
Mr. Woolley's offered to provide a case at Grey Gables for the artifacts.
Grey Gables?
Yes. We're going to situate it on the wall opposite the reception desk.
I thought they was going in the museum.
Oh, much better for them to stay in Ambridge.
Caroline, it's very kind of Jack, but I do think they'd be better off in Borchester Museum.
You know how short a space Borchester Museum is.
Oh, is it? I'm ashamed to say I've never been.
Well, it's very old and rather dusty, and half the things have lost their explanations.
Oh, that doesn't sound very promising.
It's just like the museums one used to be dragged round when one was at school.
It's all them cuts. I keep saying they're going to modernise it, but I don't know.
Oh, I'd have to consult the archaeologist before coming to any conclusions.
Oh, how clever.
Why?
Well, it stops yours looking like the final decision.
Robin's ought to be the final decision.
Yes, well, I'll leave it up to him and the archaeologist. Bye.
Caroline.
Don't worry, I can see myself out.
Is yours the final decision on the postcard?
In consultation with Elizabeth.
Robin, seeing as I'm here, would you like me to give you a hand hanging that picture?
No, would you?
Oh, why don't we both?
I thought you had to get back to Brookfield.
The boss won't mind if I'm a few minutes late.
Actually, I shall be on my way over to Pennyhasset.
I suppose they'll all be wanting a village postcard now. We got one.
Oh, that's a good idea. We could have one postcard of St. Stephen's Church and another of Pennyhasset.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Yes, well, I'll have to think about it.
Would you like me to pop round later?
What for?
To help him hang that picture.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Tom, but I'm sure I can manage. Now, can I drop anyone anywhere on my way?
Can I just check that booking with you? You want a double for the 3rd of September? Yes. Yes, actually, I don't think it's decided yet where the artifacts will be going. Yes? Right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Caroline. Is Iggs around anywhere?
Hello, Bert. Oh, dear, I think he's still at lunch.
Oh, I've come to see him about some chrysanthemums.
Is it worth me hanging on?
Probably not. I'm afraid Friday's his day for lunch at the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, well, never mind. While I'm here, I hope you don't mind me saying, but I noticed how inclined the vicar was to listen to you.
It's Robin's job to listen to people.
Well, which would you say is the prettiest cottage in Ambridge?
After Honeysuckle Cottage?
Honeysuckle Cottage?
Oh, it looks absolutely beautiful at the moment.
Only because the honeysuckle's out.
I think that's why it's called Honeysuckle Cottage.
Caroline! What are you doing here, then?
She thinks Honeysuckle Cottage is the prettiest in Ambridge.
Honeysuckle Cottage? Nelson doesn't clean them windows from one month to another.
And I think Blossom Hill Cottage is very pretty.
Well, you could hardly call that in the village.
And Peggy's really let that garden go since she moved to the lodge.
And then, of course, there's Bluebell Cottage.
Can you imagine the way Martha would start going on if Bluebell Cottage was on the postcard?
We'd never hear the end of it.
I think the final decision lies with Elizabeth and Robin.
With him? He'll never be able to make up his mind.
There you are, Robin.
Thanks. A long cold drink is just what I need.
Well, you enjoy it. I'm sure Jack will be back soon.
I'd forgotten just how good real lemonade tastes.
I think it's so refreshing in the summer. Are you all right there?
Yes, I'm fine.
Robin?
Yes?
Are you sure the plate at the back of the church is a good idea?
The funds for Mozambique?
Yes. It'd be so easy for someone to steal it.
Well, it's only going to be there during services.
Yes, I realise that.
I know some people would rather we put every penny we get towards the excavation.
Oh, it's not that.
The Promises auction has raised £300 anyway.
Oh, well, that's a start.
And, you know, Peggy, I'm very grateful to Jack for offering to house the artefacts at Great Gables.
I've always thought they should have a nice picture hanging on that wall opposite the reception desk.
Oh, so that's why Jack was bidding against me at the Promises auction.
I meant a nice portrait. Not a photograph of the Flying Scotsman.
Mrs. Woolley!
Oh, is that Caroline?
Yes.
I wonder what she's doing here.
Oh, Mrs. Woolley, you're all right.
Of course I'm all right. Why shouldn't I be?
I've just had Mr. Woolley on the phone. He wants me to give you a message.
Why didn't Jack just phone me?
Well, apparently he's been trying to.
Oh, it's difficult to hear the vicarage phone when I'm in the garden.
Good heavens, I just remembered.
What?
I unplugged the phone this morning so I could clean the skirting board, and I don't remember plugging it back in. Will you excuse me and I'll go and do it straight away?
Of course. We don't want Jack worrying about you.
He must have been frantic. I told him I was going to be here all day.
He was rather anxious.
I won't be a moment. Oh, Caroline, if you'd like a glass of lemonade, help yourself.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
Oh, let me pour you one.
Oh, thank you. I like the hat.
Thanks.
Which scarecrow did you get it from?
I've had this hat for years.
I can see.
I phoned the archaeologist about Jack's offer to house the artifacts from the church at Grey Gables.
And he thinks they should be in the museum?
Ultimately.
This is obviously one of your exclusion clauses.
What exclusion clauses?
When you don't ultimately take the decision.
Oh, it's not that at all.
Oh, no.
It's just I believe in consultation.
So what conclusion did your consultation with the archaeologist come to?
Oh, he's very happy for the artifacts to remain at Grey Gables on a temporary basis, say, until Christmas. But then he thinks they should go to Borchester Museum.
And probably never be seen again.
Oh, I sometimes feel I never want to see them again.
Oh, I bet you do.
It's not fair to say I don't take decisions.
Have you decided on which cottage is going to be in the postcard?
I have to consult.
In this case, Elizabeth.
Well, she's the person who talked the printer into giving us a 2-for-1 deal and found the photographer.
So if anybody's unhappy about their cottage being missed off the card, it won't finally have been your decision.
Caroline, I don't think you realise how...
That you have to be diplomatic all the time.
Yes.
Oh, I do. I've just been hounded by Bert and Tom about the merits of their respective cottages.
Oh, dear.
They seem to think I have some magic influence over you.
And what did you say?
Well, I told them I thought Honeysuckle Cottage was the most picturesque. Are you talking about the postcard?
Yes.
Would you mind if I made a suggestion?
No, of course not.
I was wondering about Blossom Hill Cottage. Oh, I know the front garden looks a bit neglected at the moment, but it'd only take me an afternoon to tidy it up for a photograph. Well, what do you think, Robin?
I think...
Yes?
It's just it would worry me to have it on the postcard.
Worry you?
Or the effect it might have on Blossom Hill Cottage.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Well, it's just that Blossom Hill Cottage is rather a long way out of the village. You don't think it might encourage people to go and look for it, and then when they realised it was empty...
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
I don't.
I think Robin means squatters.
Well, yes, I'm afraid I did.
I hadn't thought of that.
No, neither had I.
Perhaps I'm just being pessimistic.
No, I think you're quite right. I'd hate to think of anyone in there without me knowing.
heavens, Nelson, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm cleaning my windows.
Oh, any particular reason?
Yes, I've had a very frustrating...